Like many Crescent Beach residents, Heather McNaughton and John Edworthy have called the community home for more than a few years. Edworthy's parents bought a property on Kidd Road, complete with a fenced front yard, in 1960, when he was just 8 years old, and the family of six would vacation there every summer, commuting from their home in New Westminster, where Edworthy's father was a family doctor. Edworthy and McNaughton took over ownership some 33 years ago, when their eldest child was around 11, paying fair market value to keep the much-loved property in the family. It was a purchase everyone was totally good with. "We all loved the home," McNaughton said. And while the couple never lived in the home on a year-round basis, typically using it for the summer, then making it available for rental over the winter, they say the property holds countless cherished memories nonetheless, including of their grandchildren spending hours playing in the front yard. "Both our granddaughters, that's where they came home when they were born, where they spent their first 5 years," said McNaughton. Such memories were projected to take a big hit last Friday, March 21, as the City of Surrey gave a heads-up of their intention to move forward with plans to construct a 1.8-meter-wide paved pedestrian walkway. As of Monday, March 24, however, uncertainty remained. Over the course of 2 weeks in early March, Edworthy and McNaughton, along with their immediate neighbor and nearby residents of Alexandra Street, were crushed to watch as chunks of what they've always believed to be their property was stripped away in preparation for the project. City crews removed fences and more, and staked out exactly how much of each lot has been encroaching, apparently for decades, on city property. They learned last week, March 18, that the work was to amp up, and that it would effectively wipe out their entire front yard, which had been determined was city property, right up to within around 2 feet of the concrete steps that lead up to the home's front door. A last-minute reprieve came 2 days later, McNaughton said, after the couple made clear that they would hold the city accountable for any flooding associated with the removal of a rain garden and complex, expensive, flood prevention system they'd had installed at their own expense in 2021 to address really challenging flooding issues associated with their property being lower than newer homes that surround it. In a meeting March 20 that included the engineer who drew up the plans for the city's project, "They validated our concerns and agreed it should not be disturbed," McNaughton said Monday. "They said that they would revise the plans and get back to us this week." Regarding property lines, McNaughton said she and her husband only learned last year that their actual property border sits far inside their fence line. The discovery came courtesy of the city, when it sent everyone in the community a link to its Cosmos, City of Surrey Mapping Online System, program. It's unclear exactly how property lines were first established in the community. McNaughton and Alexandra Street resident Jolene Lawing Funk say the lines have been blurred, without issue, for decades, with many neighbors encroaching on each other's land. "New homes have been built within the past decade on sites where those lines are incorrect," they note. A Surrey Archives official described determining the history of when and how the lines were established as quite challenging, as records with relevant information are few and far between. "While Cosmos can be a useful resource, it does not offer much history," the official added. McNaughton said the two guiding issues for her and Edworthy with regard to the city's current work are safety and sustainability. They do not agree that the city's current plans make sense on either level, and can't understand why suggestions including implementing one-way streets and launching a free courtesy shuttle during the summer months aren't being considered. They say they have reached out to mayor and council to express concerns, but have been frustrated by a lack of response. The project director, they noted, has told them the walkway is going through the whole neighborhood. At the March 20 meeting, it was clear, "They're really anxious to get started," McNaughton said. Cown. Linda Annies confirmed last week that she has looked at the proposed walkway sites but said due to legal steps initiated by a group of Crescent Beach residents regarding the work, she's unable to comment on the situation. She did say she believes communication is a key factor. McNaughton agreed, saying it has been really frustrating and upsetting to be just shut out. "It's like they don't care at all." A letter from engineering department officials shared with Peace Arch News acknowledges residents' concerns regarding retaining the seaside village's character and the desire for more engagement with the community before proceeding, but also notes the necessity of the enhancements. The enhancements design for Kidd Road and Alexandra Street reflects input gained from a series of engagement events held early last year, it continues. We acknowledge concerns about the removal of encroachments and the impact on the neighborhood's character. However, these removals are necessary to complete the work, and public land cannot be appropriated for private use. The work, it adds, is expected complete within 2 weeks.